It's such a pleasure to welcome Maury Nolan onto the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Now, in just a moment, we'll be talking about the new award-winning show you'll be appearing in, The Ava Cassidy Story. But before we talk about that, many listeners will know you're no stranger to musicals, having appeared in Footloose and also playing the phenomenal lead of Mrs. Johnson in the renowned Blood Brothers. But how did being in that musical come about? Was it a role that you always wanted to play?
Well, I've seen the show 18 times, actually, because the three of my sisters were in the musical playing the same part. And I just became a little bit of a stalker, actually. I don't mind admitting. I adored it. It's my favourite story and musical. And people used to say, oh, you'll be next. And I used to think, oh, no, I don't think I could and stuff. And I auditioned for the Kenwright office for something else, actually, which I actually was working, so I couldn't actually do for them. And then a year later, they phoned me and offered me Blood Brothers. So, yeah, it's amazing. It's the thing I suppose I'm most proud of because I love the musical so much and I was so thrilled to be in it. And I was 2 years in the West End and then I did a six-month tour in 2009. And then last Christmas I did 2 months again in the West End. So, yeah. We're in the Guinness Book of Records, actually, I think.
Yes, I noticed that. You became the fourth Nolan sister to play the part following Bernie, Denise and Linda.
Yeah.
It's great. Did you feel good doing that? Did you all watch each other's performance and compare each other's performance?
Yeah, I mean, of course, you know, we watched each other, of course. Try not to compare too much. I mean, with me being the fourth one, you know, I took a little bit, I suppose, of each of them, you know, I said, oh, I like the way you do that, and I like the way you do that, and I suppose and then just added my own bits, you know, how I felt I should play it, you know, so, yeah, it was good, but they were a big help, of course, to me with different things, you know.
Oh, of course, I mean, I guess there's no rivalry or competition now, you've all worked together for such a long
friendly
time.
Of course, there's friendly rivalry, you know, there's parts we'd all like to play. We'd all like to play Donna in Mamma Mia, and we'd all love to do Strictly Ballroom.
Oh, yes. Oh, I love that film.
To the death for that, you know.
Oh, fantastic film, isn't it? I mean, talking of singers and rivalry between and competition between sisters, I still have your 7-inch record of the Nolans, Don't Love Me Too Hard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do. And I remember listeners, you know, I mean, they adore your work. And you were singing with your sisters since you were 9 years old.
Yeah.
What gave you the bug to sing and how did you become Europe's first girl band?
My parents were professional singers. So we moved over from Dublin to Blackpool, and my parents started doing the workmen's clubs and stuff. They had an act, Tommy and Maureen, Sweethearts of Song, they were called. And then we just used to say, oh, can we come tonight? You know, we used to sort of beg them to take us. And I think myself and Denise, my older sister Denise, we joined, I suppose, the act first. And then everybody seemed to join the act, and we were always singing. It was just something that we could always do, kind of. We were harmonising when we were babies, almost, you know. So it's just sort of in the genes, I suppose.
Absolutely. I'll say, as sisters, you've all gone to forge your own successful careers, but what would you say were the best bits about being in sisters in a group?
Just the fun that we had, you know, and, you know, people used to say, oh, don't you get in each other's nerves? Well, of course we did, but because we were sisters, you'd have an argument and then you'd forget it, you know, because we loved each other. Mm. And, of course, then when we had holidays, we used to go on holiday together as well. People would go, I can't believe you work together constantly and now you're going on holiday together as well.
Yeah,
but we were best friends as well, you know, so.
I think any sisters out there that are very close will understand that.
Mm.
I mean, your sales are actually legendary. There aren't many female groups who can say their record sales in Japan alone sold more than the Beatles.
Yeah.
I mean, were you made to feel like superstars at the time? Were you mobbed like the Beatles?
We were more like, I suppose, it was more like that in Japan because our fans in England were, 9 to 90 or, you know, 6 to 60, as they say. You know, it was massive because we'd done lots of TV before we had hits. We did lots of 40s harmony stuff. And so our it was a massive age range in England. In Japan, they were 12 to 18, very much younger. So, of course, much more excitable, quite excitable in Japan anyway. And we did get sort of chased down the street, and it was all very... So it was great to experience that, of course, you know. And then it was so different in England, really. It was much more sedate, actually, the fans.
Yes. You know. Pretty loyal, though, aren't they, British fans? I think a lot of
they
people
really
find
are,
that
you know,
great.
And some of them who've been with us right from the beginning. So, like, we've seen their children and their grandchildren, and they've seen our grandchildren being born, you know, and they still come to shows now.
Yeah.
They support us individually now, you know, to come see us, whatever we're doing.
Talking of many... You know, fabulous women, talking about the sisterhood there. There's many inspiring women out there, not least Eva Cassidy. Having played Mrs. Johnson, you're used to characters who express sort of great joy and great pain as well. Have you learned a lot about Eva through the rehearsal process?
I have, yeah, much more. I don't think people do know any much about Eva Cassidy, just that she's got an amazing voice and that she died young. I think everybody knows that. She died when she was 33. I've learned a lot about her, her family, you know. Her mum was just a fabulous mother, very maternal. She was very, very close to her mum. Her dad was a little bit of a tyrant, actually. Well, very domineering and almost jealous of her success. Her brother was a musician as well, and her sister. You know, she had two sisters and a brother. And just that she... You know, she was very shy, so talented, not only in that beautiful, silky, beautiful voice, but she had a fantastic soul, blues, jazz-type voice as well, and a great range to her voice, you know. So, yeah, I've learned quite a lot.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it? It's quite wonderful to come across such a selfless artist. She didn't court fame and fortune, but she just wanted to create beautiful music.
Yeah, she did.
She's left quite a legacy, hasn't she?
Yeah.
How do you feel when you're, you know... I presume the stunning rendition of Over the Rainbow is in the show. Do you find that moving, hearing that?
Oh, it's so moving. And Sarah Jane Buckley, who plays Eva, is just amazing. She's the closest you'll get to Eva Cassidy ever, I think. She's got the most beautiful, fantastic voice. And, of course, so all the songs that you love. And I did have misgivings. I thought, well, who's going to play Eva Cassidy and do it justice, you know? Couldn't have got anybody better than Sarah Jane. She's just amazing.
Yeah, that's
so
fantastic.
If you do like Eva, you must come and see her sing, just if you come to hear Sarah singing.
Yes, I was going to say, you've got a, as well as your good self, you've got a stellar cast joining you there, recreating all the musical arrangements.
Yeah, well, Fortuna from Strictly Come Dancing is on. It's his first acting experience, and he's just a natural. You know, he's really good. Yeah, he plays Dan Cassidy, my son.
Oh, perfect, because there's going to be scenes recreated in the theatre as well, aren't there? Are you going to be using technology and screens as well?
Yeah, there's a lot of projection used, actually, more than anything else, yeah.
Excellent. It sounds a phenomenal show, and it's a real heartfelt tribute to a truly inspiring woman performed by a great performer such as yourself. And, I mean, audiences can enjoy that at the New Victoria Theatre in Woking on 16th of October. And also you're going to be at Epsom Playhouse on the 17th of October.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
So I wish you the greatest success with the show.
Oh, thank you very much.
And it just remains for me to say thanks very much, Maureen Nolan, for being on the show.
Thank you.
And that was Maureen Nolan, who'll be appearing in the Eva Cassidy story at the New Victoria Theatre in Woking on the 16th of October and Epsom Playhouse on the 17th of October. Brooklyn's Radio.